We're in Siman Tav Kuf Dalet, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber, the Ramah says, Mutar Ligwar Gvina B'Yom Tov Al HaKli Shehu Mori Charetz. You're allowed to use a grinder for cheese, a cheese grater on Yom Tov. Mihu Tzarech Shinim Akma Dichas Melech, but you need to use a shinui, just like with salt. Mishnah Berurah explains, because cheese, for the most part, the taste is not affected if you do it before Yom Tov instead of on Yom Tov, so therefore it's just like salt, which requires a shinui. If the taste will be affected by doing it on Erev Yom Tov, so then you wouldn't need a shinui, except according to those opinions that we saw earlier, which require a shinui in all cases, except for something which will be entirely ruined, like garlic or onions. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah also adds that you're allowed to chop up vegetables into small pieces, even without a shinui, even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to do so because of tochein. On Yom Tov, you would be allowed to, as long as you're only doing that which is needed for that day, because we know tochein was only prohibited if it was something which is liyamim rabim. So here, if it's something which is always done for a small period of time, like chopping up these small vegetables, so then it's going to be okay, because you only do it for that which is needed for that day. But, therefore, the Be'er Halacha says that if you're going to use a specific utensil which is used for chopping vegetables for long periods of time, a chopper of some sort, so then you would not be allowed to use that at all, since that's what's normally used for a long period of time. As well, regarding cheese and using a grinder, on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch said that you're not allowed to do it, and the Mishnah Berurah says because it's Ovdin Dechol. So how come by Shabbos it's Asur Mishum Ovdin Dechol, but over here by Yom Tov, the Ramah says that you'd be allowed to use a grinder of cheese, and he's not a cheese grater, and he's not concerned for the prohibition of Ovdin Dechol. So the Tosefes Shabbos asks this question, and the Tosefes Shabbos gives a dachak answer, but it does seem to be a bit of a contradiction that a couple people ask regarding this issue of cheese. How come there's no issue of the dechol regarding using a cheese grater, but it appears that's what the Ramah says over here by Yom Tov, even though by Shabbos, using a grater for cheese, even if there's no issue of tochein because it's not gedule karka or something like that, would be prohibiting. You would need to use a special grater if you are grating on Shabbos. The Ramah continues, Hua din matzos below shinui. You're allowed to grind up matzah, great matzah, without a shinui. Mishum de'ein trin of achlin shiyu trun in trila, because matzah was already ground up before, and we have a rule of ein tochein achar tochein. There's no prohibition of tochein once something has already been ground up. One more point regarding the vegetables that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned. Not only are they done only for that day, but the Sha'aret Zion adds that vegetables actually are like garlic, which if you chop it up before Yom Tov, the taste will be ruined entirely by Yom Tov. So this is all a question. Nowadays that we have refrigeration, we discussed this earlier, nowadays that we have refrigeration, does this affect whether something is Efsher Lasos Mibod Yom or not? A person is allowed to measure spices that they're going to use on Yom Tov in order to ensure that the food does not get ruined. That if you put in too much spices, the food might get ruined. So even though, in general, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if it's a Tzorach Mitzvah, we saw earlier that you're allowed to measure. But regarding food on Yom Tov, there's a special heter that if the food is going to get ruined, if you don't measure the spices correctly, so then you'd be allowed to measure. So again, measuring for food purposes, if you don't measure, the food will be ruined, and you normally measure with a measuring cup during the week when you make it, so then that's when measuring is going to be permissible on Yom Tov. But if during the week you don't usually measure specific amounts, or this food will not get ruined if it does not have the appropriate measurements, so then on Yom Tov it would not be allowed. And on Shabbos, even if it will be ruined if you don't measure, you're not allowed to measure, unless, again, it's Letzorech Mitzvah.